There's something you should know about weed. I was gonna tell you about the benefits of weed. I'm not gonna tell you about the benefits of weed. You already know the benefits of weed.
You already know that marijuana can be used to treat the eye disease known as glaucoma, which increases pressure on the eyeball. You already know that it may help control epileptic seizures. It may reverse the carcinogenic effects of tobacco and improve lung health. You already know that it may help with the severe seizure disorder known as Dravet's syndrome. You've probably already heard that CBD, a chemical found in weed, may help prevent the spread of cancer. It may decrease anxiety, ease the pain of multiple sclerosis, as well as provide treatment and may well even cure diseases, disorders, and maladies. But I'm not gonna tell you that. Because it's the trend in today's world to talk about how great marijuana is. All the cool people are doing it today, so you can ask them. But the things those very same people won't tell you are the negative effects of weed, and there are many. Marijuana, or weed, refers to the dried leaves, flowers, stems, and seeds from the hemp plant, Cannabis sativa. Now, this plant contains the mind-altering chemical known as delta-9-tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, and other compounds. When a person smokes marijuana, THC quickly passes through the lungs into the bloodstream. The bottom line is, marijuana affects brain development. When teenagers begin smoking weed, the drug may reduce thinking, memory, and learning functions. Essentially, weed overactivates parts of the brain. This causes the high that users feel. And that's that, but people often overlook the possible long-term effects. Other effects include altered senses, for example, seeing bright colors, altered sense of time, changes in mood, impaired body movement, difficulty with thinking and problem solving, impaired memory. Marijuana's effects on these abilities may be long-term and even permanent. A study showed that people who started smoking marijuana heavily in their teens and had an ongoing cannabis use disorder lost an average of 8 IQ points between ages 13 and 38. Users also report less academic and career success. For example, marijuana use is linked to a higher likelihood of dropping out of school. Because when you should be busy developing your brain so that you can become brilliant, you're busy getting high. Some of the other effects for long-term marijuana users are breathing problems. Frequent marijuana smokers can have the very same breathing problems that those who smoke tobacco have. Increased heart rate. Smoking marijuana raises the heart rate for 3 hours after usage. This effect may increase the chance of heart attack. Problems with child development during and after pregnancy. Long-term marijuana use has even been linked to mental illness. Temporary hallucinations. Sensations and images that seem real, though they are not. Temporary paranoia, extreme and unreasonable distrust of others, worsening symptoms in patients with schizophrenia, a severe mental disorder with symptoms such as hallucinations, paranoia, and disorganized thinking. And though research findings have been mixed, marijuana use has also been linked to other mental health problems, such as anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts, especially among teens. Oh, and guess what else? It's haram.
Duh.
When asked about weed and other narcotic drugs, Ayatollah Khamenei has said it is haram, religiously forbidden to use narcotics in any way because it results in considerable adverse effects in terms of personal health and social cost.
But it kills cancer!
Really? And that's why you're smoking it, is it?
But of course, Islam always acknowledges the benefits of substances and their usefulness to mankind. That's why, when asked whether it is permissible to use narcotic drugs for the treatment of diseases, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "There is no objection to it, provided that the treatment and the eventual recovery are dependent on their use, and it is prescribed by a trustworthy physician."
But I want to smoke weed!
I know you do. And not because of any of those health benefits that you try to justify it with.
You want to smoke weed because you think it makes life more bearable, because it's trendy and cool at the moment, and because all your friends are doing it, and you think it's okay to cave in to peer pressure. Because you like giggling, and you like the feeling of getting the munchies.
Because weed gives you creative visions and makes you feel like you're unleashing your full potential.
But none of that's real. The truth is, you're just high. The Holy Quran says, they ask you about intoxicants and games of chance. Say, in both of them, there is a great sin and means of profit for men. And their sin is greater than their profit. Right. You've got to see the pros and cons of all things. And we'll see you next fortnight, inshallah. Ta-ra.